Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on reach.
Bringing Douglas River gold, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River gold, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, walls for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. There's a teenage girls, I'm throwing pistols. Horror is losing, and I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through this rainstorm, flashing colors, chopping long term. I'm fine with you and nothing, watch me fucking fuck on that. It's like a fucking repercussion. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. Wicked reasons, no conviction, how the fuck. We be living, yeah, it's how to sleep, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from my jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a herbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Chains on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing darkness where I'm going, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We're twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing darkness where I'm going, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We're twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Whoop, whoop. Yo, what's good, motherfucker? Welcome to the race, favorite juggler show, Juggler Rider Radio. And this is the 6-year anniversary of JRR. Now, yeah, we've had listeners come and go. We've had so many motherfuckers come and go. But you know what? We still here holding it the fuck down, doing our damn motherfucking thing, as always. And man, yeah, we've had artists come and go. You know, we've had, you know, it's been one hell of a ride, fucking 6 years. I mean, seriously. And yeah, we still gonna keep going no matter fucking what. I mean, come on. We started this shit in 2008. And our biggest fucking artist for 2008 that we actually had up on here would probably have to be between Potluck and Legal, followed by 2009. Mr. Motherfucking Ice-T. We got a 251. What else? What's good? 251.
It's a diabolical conundrum.
Oh, shit. It's Dickless Conundrum.
What's up?
Shit. 6 motherfucking years. Ed, what's up?
Oh, yeah. I guess it's only fitting that I show up.
Yep.
Getting a little toke on. Let me guess. G's fashionably late as usual.
Yeah, but then again, he's also helping try to get more people tuned in.
It'll be good to get it to an everyday thing, too. I remember there'd be nights he would come on for like an hour.
Yeah, but oh well. It happens.
Yeah, it's G. You already know how he is.
But I think we can kick things off with a brand new track for my boy, Buzzkill. This is Get 'Em.
Get 'Em.
hit 'em, get 'em, carve 'em up, show 'em that you really don't give a fuck. I said, get 'em, shut the shit down, and show 'em you ain't the type to really fuck around. I said, get 'em, carve 'em up, show 'em that you really don't give a fuck. I said, get 'em, shut the shit down, and show 'em you ain't the type to really fuck around. I said, get 'em, if you hear 'em talking trash, soak their ass with a full can of gas. Throwing a lit match, burn them to their ash. Lesson learned, never fuck with a psychopath. You might unlatch and you might go snap. To show a motherfucker that the true psycho's back. The sound of my mental crack sounds like a pencil snap. All I see is red, you'll be victims of my wrath. Down and out, with his eyes gouged out, missing his tongue so the bitch wouldn't shout. Then the first bout, and there ain't no doubt, I cut a motherfucker's neck to watch it gush like a water spout. Guns are easy, but I'd like to get personal. Up real close to show I won't be merciful. Cutting diagonal, horizontal, even vertical. Won't stop the carnage to the whole damn verse full. Get him, carve him up, show him that you really don't give a fuck. I said get him, shut the shit down, and show him you ain't the type to really fuck around. I said get him, carve him up, show him that you really don't give a fuck. I said get him, shut the shit down, and show him you ain't the type to really fuck around. I said get him, break it to a brawl, hit him in the jaw, fuck a kick him when they fall. Don't matter if they're short, don't matter if they're tall, don't matter if they're wounded, fuck him, beat him when they crawl. Get psycho with it, no knives, no guns, might get wicked with bare fists, no gloves. The hate is eclipsed, there's no signs of sun. You're in need but can't breathe cause I'm punching your lungs. Look at all the blood that's pouring from the cuts, all cause you wanted to act tough and walked up. But I had enough, so I punched you in the gut. Now you're shit out of luck, I'm in a rut, you're fucked. I ain't stopping till you hear joints popping, till I see the blood dropping and your head knocking against the floor. He's limp, body's flopping, violence ain't the answer, but it's still an option. Get him, carve him up, show him that you really don't give a fuck. I said get him, shut the shit down, and show him you ain't the type to really fuck around. I said get him, carve him up, show him that you really don't give a fuck. I said get him, shut the shit down, and show him you ain't the type to really fuck around. I said get him.
And we are back, and Buzzkill Man, that's a sick motherfucking track, homie. Definitely fucking is. But, as I said before, Dickless Conundrum, aka DC, called in, and man, we going to track your hands up as usual. Yo, it's been, it's been one hell of a ride with Juggler Rider Radio. I mean, shit, man, fucking, when we first started doing this shit, we were on MySpace. MySpace. That's how long ago we started this shit. And now look where we're at. Facebook.
Where you get blocked or put in Facebook jail for adding people that you quote unquote don't know. But either way,
I mean shit, like I said, we've had artists, we've had fucking local artists, we've had underground artists, we have fucking big ass artists up on here. Like I said, motherfucking Ice-T, Pop, the League Out, fucking Tech N9ne, KMK, fucking Jeffrey Nothing of Mushroom Head, our good homie, Judge D, Stir Crazy. The list goes on, and yo, we ain't done yet. Best believe, there ain't no way in the hell we done yet. Because trust me, I got some shit in the works. That's gonna fucking make your head spin. Now, let's see what the fuck we can do about track here. Think we need to play some motherfucking Attica 7. Now, for those who don't know this band, if you're a fucking metalhead like I am, you're gonna love this motherfucking shit. It's sick, it's amazing, it's wicked. Yo, this is Attica 7, Devil's Daughter.
the pain away with a snake by kiss and the darkness of her gaze. God knows I'm to blame. Will I
I'll be back. Now check it out. We got a request from my boy Justin Muldoon. This is Loco. Virginia beat cops.
I'ma always terrorize these streets. It's where I got brought up, the place that I'ma beat. Your motherfucking ass piggies, put that nine away. I'm behind your fucking judges, I don't fucking play. Running up from the back, covering me, you whack ass motherfucking coppers, either get your asses jacked and make you fucking squeal like the pig that you are. Waiting for me round the corner when I'm leaving the bar. Yeah, I'm drunk and what? Get the fuck on my face. You're the reason I get violent after 24K. Come on and leave me alone, go home and fuck your wife before I pop you in the face and make you lose your life. Y'all need to back off quick before I leave a bruise. See a motherfucking body on the 13 news. Fuck Virginia Beach cop.
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 One time I was up Alaska Road behind the place I worked at. The weather was cold, I had four mini liquor bottles in my pants just to keep me going through the night, and then I glanced and saw a motherfucking po-po rolling up. But I was just kicking it, so I said, what the fuck? Got out his piggy mobile and slammed me against the wall. What the fuck I do? Man, what you do that for? Wouldn't even let me speak or let me call my peeps. My mom was up the street when this cop would creep. When she pulled up, this officer pulled out his seat. I swear to God, I was about to go in the back seat. I wanted to kill this motherfucking beach cop, pulling weapons out for no reason, so I stopped. Search me, ain't for shit, had some bottles, not a clip. Put my hands up in the air, told them to suck my fucking dick.
Fuck Virginia Beach cop.
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 Fuck Virginia Beach cop. Virginia Beach cops are fucking crooked as hell, cause they will plant some shit just to put you in jail. When you go to court and you're losing the case, you'll see that same fucking cop with a smile on his face. And you can't do shit but be mad as fuck, and he will let you know, sorry about your luck. Then you feel the rage and wanna grab your gauge, but you can't do shit cause you're locked in a cage. I wanna blaze a 5-0 and let him know, this is for all them years you fucked with Loco. Got the Millie Glock back and watch him face his fear. Let him meet the Grim Reaper while I'm pouring my beer. How does it feel now, bitch, to have your life controlled? Got your family waiting for you, but you're not coming home. They're gonna see it on the news, another cop beat violent. Now you have the fucking right to remain silent.
Fuck Virginia Beach cop.
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 wish I could rewind time and fix my life. Licks with stripes, a flickering light. Home, my candle shines bright on the night. Held tight in my palm tonight. I could end my life. Feeling like I got no more fight. A heart that used to shine bright, now dimmer than a burnt out black light. I used to smile, now all I do is look back right. Memories of my heart were better days. Now I lay down in my bed and pray that something leads me to a better way. They say suffering people find death is a better place. My own family thinks I need to medicate. Not even a shrink can set my head straight. Got a full plate and too much on my mind. I find it harder to recline. If only this was a movie like Click, I could pause and rewind. Focus to say, keep your head up, but it's hard when life is hopeless. All the stress got me shaking like too many dope hits. Sometimes life is too hard for me to cope with. So like wrestling, I wanna swing from the ropes. Get marked and broken. A few times, yeah, I caused it. It's hard for me to keep sick when these bones are coming out my closet. It's hard to buy things with no dollars in your wallet. Sometimes these problems I feel like a revolver ought to solve it. But I gotta stay strong, gotta press on. Need to teach my son right from wrong. That's the only reason that I keep going on. I may not know a lot, but this a fact that can't be broken. So yeah, I don't regret the path I've chosen. If they don't like it, tell them to fuck the fuck off.
Up next, you know, since I've been watching Metallica through the never, I think it's time we play some Metallica. Yo, this is Creeping Death.
And we are back. Now, what do you say we take things up to a whole nother fucking level? Go on an old school track. This is, of course, my co-host Ghetto G, featuring J Killer, One of the fucking... Now, these two motherfuckers were definitely a couple, you know, the first artists, you know, that we started playing, like, back 2009, I want to say. Like, around there. But, here we go. This is Underground Killers.
Yo, most these rappers are soft like a Pop-Tart. Always wanna get small and rip you apart. You hear us riding on a beat like a go-kart. Y'all like, wow, drooling all over. Better bring it down like these white boys spit. Keeping it underground, you know we legit. We get this place jumping like some big old breasts.
Yeah.
We spitting rhymes like bullets, better we're a best. We some underground killers here to crush your dream. You know we keeping it wicked, fuck the mainstream.
Yeah.
I'm a beast in the shit. Something like King Kong while the industry got you bending like Stretch Armstrong.
Bitch.
With this music, we trying to come up quick. Ain't fazed by ugly bitches on her dick.
Nah.
We holding it down on Juggalo Rider Radio. If you talking shit, we leave you messy like a sloppy Joe.
I know y'all always be hating my name, but my lady's listen. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and stop sucking dick. Stop trying to be a sellout. Put your pants up and stop putting killers from the underground, take some notes and remember the sound.
Nowadays can't nobody make a hit. Instead we stuck with this whack ass shit. All this music just hurts my ears. The radio's filled with nothing but queers. Me and Jay Killer, we killing all bitches and stealing all your scribble. Like you know we lyrically sick. Throwing blows as hard as a brick. You know this shit is hot, we got you lit like some pot. What you be saying, you got us snapping. You so scared of us and your pants should be crapping. I wish I could put your ass on mute. Cause you suck more dick than a fucking prostitute. With every CD that you fucking drop, your ass is killing hip-hop. What you be doing, you calling that rapping? What kind of cracked out were we trapped in?
I know y'all always be hating my name, but my lady's listen. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and stop sucking dick. Stop trying to be a sellout. Put your pants on the top, put it out. We can stick as killers from the underground. Take some notes and remember the sound.
The boy J Killer, yeah that's me. You don't really wanna end up 6 feet. Motherfucker, I'm an underground killer. I'm a gorilla. Don't be looking at me like I look familiar. Because I'm out in the night like a thief in the night. I only come around midnight. So when you see me, you better run. Don't call the cops cause that does get none. Fuck it, I'm an underground scrub. And I love that shit cause my dick gets sucked. Fuck it, I have about two more dollars to my name. Home and I pop my collar. I don't rap about being trash. I just rap about cutting ass. If you hate in it, you can suck my dick in. I don't give a shit cause y'all some pussy bitches.
I know y'all always be hating my name from the ladies list. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and stop sucking dick. Stop trying to be a sellout. Put your pants up and stop putting out. We them dick gets killers from the underground. Take some notes and remember the sound.
And we are back. What's going on, Ghetto G?
You tell me why the hell you playing that weak-ass version of that song.
Man, do you have another version?
Are you serious?
Well, you know,
are you even asking this question?
Besides part two, but I mean, you'll sit back, you know, it mentions Juggalo Rider Radio.
It wasn't really a part two. Is more of a better version of the song.
Yeah, except it's got Chris on it.
Well, Well, there are mistakes made here and there.
See?
Yeah, it was a waste of a verse. Even people that were on that song didn't like his verse.
Exactly, man.
But it was an extra verse, so fuck it. I don't care what y'all think. You have to suffer through the second verse.
Yeah, it was by a punk-ass motherfucker named Psycho Killer, Killer, Killer.
him and what's that dude's name? Psycho Cutter, they should team up.
Man, we're kidding. Even Psycho Cutter wouldn't want to work with him.
Well, as shitty as that dude is, he does got a lot of people that follow him for some reason.
Yeah, and shit. Like you said, as shitty as he is, still better than Chris, which is sad.
But 6 years on Juggalo Rider Radio tonight, huh?
Yeah, man, we got Angel up in here. We had Buzzkill tuned in, but apparently his girl's not feeling good, so he left us. We had Dipless Conundrum with us.
I guess there's no world premiere then.
Oh, no, we already premiered it.
No, that's why he left so quick.
And I guess we'll give a shout-out, because if you don't know if she's listening, to Ashley Nicole of Juggalo Family Chat. I definitely much love the Juggalo Family Chat, fucking Angel and Hybrid. You know, definitely fucking getting us out there, you know, getting us promoted, trying to bring us more motherfuckers.
Yeah, at least they're doing something positive, as we're all Juggalos chat. All they want to talk about how fake people are. That's it.
Man, I don't even bother with that shit. I mean, I look in there every once in a while just for a good fucking laugh.
I don't know. I was commenting on things today.
Man, you see that? The day I choose not to bother with it, you start commenting on things.
I'm just saying, man, like there's like a million comments on some titty photo, and I just chimed in with titties. Brings out the asshole in everyone.
I think I found that one, too.
And then there was some girl in there talking about she's sitting here waiting for her dog to die. I was like, the fuck is this? Yeah, so I was talking to that person, talking about how she didn't have money to save her dog. I was like, well, what happened to the dog? Said, it ate a bird, and it was stuck inside of him. I'm like, what the fuck you mean, stuck inside of him? But on top of that, like, you took it to a vet, they said they wouldn't do nothing with, you know, the money and whatnot, which is bullshit. But yeah, you only tried, like, one thing, man, and tried to save your animal and whatnot. So
yeah.
You just sat there as your fucking dog died.
Yeah, apparently. Don't matter.
I mean, shit, man. I like animals more than I like people.
Yeah. I do.
Like, shit, man. I ain't got all the money in the world, but shit, man, we always throw down money for everything that our animals need. Man, that was that person doing.
Waiting for the dog to die, apparently.
Like, shit, man, you just wanted some fucking sympathy bullshit on Facebook post of that shit. But nobody that commented on that gave you sympathy, though. Except for, you know, we felt bad for the dog.
I would, too.
Like, shit. But at least there was somebody else on there being an asshole. They took that part, so, you know. But I definitely agree with some shit that he said. Yeah, he's in a better place now, away from you. Yes, I agree with that.
Man. Hell yeah, man. Fuck that bitch.
People are fucking nuts.
They really are.
Yeah, there's just something fishy about that story.
Yeah. Like the fact that she's fucking retarded.
So who the hell's listening?
Angel, let's see, I think Justin Muldoon's tuned in.
Well, neither one of them could really help with what I want to say. Because I was going to say, what will be your favorite Juggalo Rider radio moment?
Yeah, but they haven't been here long enough for that.
So 6 years deep here, man. They've been here for like a week. So it's not really going to help. My favorite moment, Havoc playing video games all week.
My favorite moment?
No, I'm kidding. That would be, you know, something that they'd be able to choose from, you know, because nothing's happened.
I don't know about them, but my favorite moment was definitely getting to talk with Mr. Motherfucking Ice-T up on here. Twice.
Now which time?
I mean, the first one, we had a shitload more people. But the second one, just because of the fact, you know, he said he'd be a dick in your forehead. Funny as all fuck.
Yeah. It's not really a good memory.
Well, not for you, no.
For the fact, I was just joking about a question, and then that had to be one of the final questions you had to throw out there.
Yeah. And his answer was fucking amazing. Just funny as oil.
Yeah. But on top of that, he hated the question, too.
I don't know, man. I mean, it seems like, you know, we have big name artists. That's always a good moment for us. I mean, come on. Ice, Tech, White, fucking...
Man, nobody was even here for Lil White.
Yeah. He's got Mr. Legend. And I'm still trying to get him back up in here.
Man, he's busy with his artist and whatnot.
Well, yeah. But shit, man, if we can get him, it'd be dope to have him for a second time around. It's just with this new album dropped. No Sick Days. Get your copy,
yeah,
motherfucker.
Which was surprising. I actually saw that in a store I was in today. I didn't really expect him to have.
Yeah, right? Man, I miss having FYE around here. Shit, we used to have two. And a Saturday night matinee. But no!
I'm guessing we all got that CD before it dropped everywhere else.
I think so, yeah. Well, probably except for me. But you know, I had to go through fucking Florida first to get here.
No, you even had it before then.
Yeah, but it started to go through Florida to get to me.
But I'm just saying, like, it didn't hit, like, actual stores until, like, the next week.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they actually had some CDs that I was going to get, but then, you know, I bootlegged most of them, and I found out that they were shit, so there's no reason to waste my money.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of like that fucking Atticus CDs I downloaded.
Is that the person you tried to make me listen to earlier?
Yeah, that's the band I tried making you listen to earlier.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't click it then.
Why is that?
You just said it sucked.
No. They were good, actually. But I'm just saying...
You just said, just like his CD I downloaded earlier. I'm talking about since it sucked, and you agreed. And you put their name on there. But now it's a good CD.
What I'm saying is because you said that Lil White had a couple of CDs that, you know, that you wanted to buy, but you bootlegged them.
No, not Lil White, no. The CD I was referring to would be Iggy Azalea's new CD there, or debut CD, I should say.
Yeah, no. But, Attica's definitely good, man. I mean, even you like them.
I see. How does Angel feel about him?
Angel, what do you think of Attica 7, man? And I know you were here when I played one track by him. 5 years later as we wait for, as we still wait for an answer.
Jeez.
And nothing goes better than booze, cigarettes, and bread.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting.
Apparently he was busy in the JFC. So he didn't even hear the truck.
But way to go, Angel.
Yeah, bud.
You're a lot of help.
Well, I guess that means we just have to go, just have to play that track for Ghetto G.
No. You see what you did, Angel? You see what you fucking did?
Yo. We're going to go track number 7. Attica. My bad, track number 9. This is Blood of My Enemies.
Pressure of pain.
And we are back.
Congratulations.
So what'd you think, Dead Ghetto?
Wasn't that bad.
See? Damn it. I can't find that fucking movie, that damn TV show up on Netflix. Speaking of which, you know, Gil G. Puck will probably hate me for fucking promoting this. But, starting tomorrow on Hulu Plus.
Are you really promoting for Hulu Plus?
Well, yes.
What the hell kind of shit is that?
All the reason I'm promoting for is because tomorrow night, starting tomorrow on Hulu Plus, you'll be able to find the original episodes dubbed and in Japanese of Sailor Moon.
Man, perfect moment for SpongeBob. Nobody cares.
Oh, bud.
Man, I'll be promoting for Hulu Plus. What the hell do they do for us?
And they don't do shit for us. I'm just saying, man, the fact that they got to bring back Sailor Moon.
And?
I missed that motherfucking show, bud.
Man, unless it's like these chicks, like Monica Lee and, you know, what's her face, Riddles and all them, man, doing some shit for it or something.
Man, they should definitely do a live action one and feature them.
Because otherwise, ain't nobody care.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If you ain't Barbara Streisand, I don't give a rat's ass.
Oh, fuck. Damn you and Barbara Streisand.
Man, you remember that shit way back on, like, old South Park?
A little bit.
Like, then they made it into, like, a song and shit. It was, like, a whole fucking skit and whatnot.
But have you noticed, man? What have I not watched for a couple days?
How the fuck do I know?
What's the one thing that you keep telling me? You can pause it for a couple, for, you know, 2 hours.
Yeah, that goes for anything.
Well, I'm talking about the WWE Network.
Oh, darn. You're missing all those pay-per-views that will be there forever.
Yeah, I'm about to start going back into them. And, by the way, I beat Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, must have been a very hard game.
Man, I was playing that fucking Super Saiyan Hard, I think it was.
Now, what the hell does a Dragon Ball Z game consist of?
Man, you're just fucking fighting. It's like Mortal Kombat, except you're fighting like a shitload of motherfuckers.
Except weak-ass characters.
Angel, we like to phone a friend for what the hell you just said.
I would like to poll the audience.
He goes, you guys know who want that fight with Rampage versus King Mo?
No.
No, I don't know who wants that fight.
I don't want that fight.
See, Ghetto G don't want that fight either.
Speaking of that guy, he's doing a whole bunch for TNA.
Who, Rampage? Oh, yeah.
Wait, they're both on TNA?
Well, they were, remember?
Well, then, yeah. Neither one of them are doing much, then. Because King Mo's on TNA as well.
Yeah, he'll get the debut.
Now they're fighting each other to see who can run TNA.
Yeah, man, when the fuck, like, what the hell happened? Like, he was supposed to debut in fucking TNA, but that never happened.
Because they realized nobody cares.
I mean, the only thing he did, for fucking TNA was he was a special guest enforcer for the street fight between Bobby Roode and James Storm back in 2012. And that was it. Or not. He hasn't had a single match. Oh, wait, never mind. That's wrong. Back in 2013, he defeated Jesse Goddard at Ohio Valley Wrestling.
I'm not even quite sure what the fuck you're laughing about.
The fact that he defeated Jesse Goddard, one of the easiest motherfuckers that can be defeated.
The hell is that other guy's name? That EC3 always fought? What was that dude's name?
Not Willow. Not Kurt Angle.
No, man, that real gay dude that he fought every week.
I don't even remember who the fuck that was.
Dewey, what's his name? Dewey Bowen.
Yeah, Dewey. Dudley Do-Right, maybe something like that.
Dewey.
Yeah. Dewey just did absolutely nothing.
I'm just saying, you said that one person was easy to fight, and then there was this guy.
Well, yeah. Dewey was definitely easy to fucking defeat. All you had to do was fucking flick him, he was dead.
I wish I could do that to people.
Man, I wish I could do that to customers at work. You know, the ones that don't speak English.
Well, it'd be everybody.
Yep, there'd be no Mexicans left in Denver. Ever.
I don't even understand why there's so many Mexicans in Connecticut.
Man, I don't even understand why there's so many Mexicans in fucking in the U.S., period. No offense to Angel.
He's Mexican?
I think so.
You think so? You don't know?
Okay, he's Puerto Rican.
Well, that's all right. Havoc doesn't know very many of them.
But I know maybe like two or three.
Including Angel.
You know, we should just send all the Mexicans down to Puerto Rico.
Anyway, Zebby Coulter.
Yeah.
Don't be a lemon.
Get a rosebud.
I don't even understand that shit.
But Adam Rose is definitely down my... Wait. This is funny. The fact that I said, you know, we should send all the Mexicans to fuck in Puerto Rico. Angel fucking up the room, capital letters. Hell no. See that? Well, even the Puerto Ricans don't want Mexicans.
That seems a little bit racist.
And they speak the same language. Kind of. But yet, even they don't want them. Oh, man. Man, I want you to find that theme real quick.
So did you see the newest outfit that Jessica Negri was wearing?
Not yet.
She has sexy ass fucking Freddy Krueger is what it is.
Is he selling it?
I don't know. It was just pictures on her Instagram, but like, god damn. That bitch could be in my dreams anytime.
Hell yeah. Let's see here. They got found it. Man, what the fuck, I'm promo. Bitches. Are you ready, Gilgi?
No. No more fucking Pokemon.
No damn Pokemon.
Really? Are we really gonna listen?
Be a lemon, be a rosebud.
There you go. You could replace that guy, and you could be the little lemon running around.
No. He called him a lemonade.
Man, he called him a happy lemon or some shit.
Well, that too.
Yeah, I could see you part of that gay ass gimmick.
I'd be doing fucking JBL a favor and beating the shit out of the fucking rabbit or the bunny.
What are you talking about, man? You'd be like Saxton or whatever the fuck his name is. Fucking, you'll be putting that clown wig on.
Yeah, no, fuck out of here.
See, when I saw that interview, man, at first, whenever he got that lollipop, I thought he took the one that Adam Rose was sucking on. I was like, did he really just put that in his mouth?
Oh, bud.
But then it was a different one. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, bud. World goes wild. This is what this theme sounds like.
Exactly like the last thing you just played.
Kinda.
I don't know, someone named Beast.
Beast?
Yeah, or someone on the fucking Juggalo Family chat link page. I don't know if that's Angel. What's good, Angel? You said yo up in there, what you want? You got a track you want to hear? Maybe you can tell us who that Beast person is. Well, I don't know if it's Beast or Bast or Based.
Turkey Based.
Okay, it's Beast, a.k.a. Angel. See? You're right, he's a demon.
See?
Man, get your people up in the room, man, and tuned in. We're going to play Buzzkill's track again because Gilgi wasn't here for it.
God damn it. Two world premieres.
Yeah, man. Buzzkill's lucky, even though he ain't here. There we go. Get him.
Get 'em, carve 'em up, show 'em that that you really don't give a fuck. I said get up, shut the shit down, and show them you ain't the type to really fuck around. I said get up, carve them up, show them that you really don't give a fuck. I said get up, shut the shit down, and show them you ain't the type to really fuck around. I said get up, if you hear them talking trash, soak their ass with a full can of gas. Throw in a lit match, burn them to their ash. Lesson learned, never fuck with a psychopath. You might unlatch and you might go snap. To show a motherfucker that the true psycho's back. The sound of my mental crack sounds like a pencil snap. All I see is red, you'll be victims of my wrath. Down and out, with his eyes gouged out, missing his tongue so the bitch wouldn't shout. Then the first bout and there ain't no doubt, I cut a motherfucker's neck to watch it gush like a water spout. Guns are easy but I'd like to get personal, up real close to show I won't be merciful. Cutting diagonal, horizontal, even vertical, won't stop the carnage to the whole damn person full. Get up, carve them up, show them that you really don't give a fuck. I said get up, shut the shit down, and show them you ain't the type to really fuck around. I said get up, carve them up, show them that you really don't give a fuck. I said get up, shut the shit down, and show them you ain't the type to really fuck around. I said get up, break it to a brawl, hit them in the jaw, fuck a kick them when they fall. Don't matter if they're short, don't matter if they're tall, don't matter if they're wounded, fuck them, beat them when they crawl. Get psycho with it, no knives, no guns, might get wicked with bare fists, no gloves. The haters eclipse, there's no signs of sun, you're in need but can't breathe cause I'm punching your lungs. Look at all the blood that's pouring from the cuts, all cause you wanted to act tough and walked up. But I had enough, so I punched you in the gut. Now you're shit out of luck, I'm in a rut, you're fucked. I ain't stopping till you hear joints popping, till I see the blood dropping and your head knocking against the floor. He's limp, body's flopping, violence ain't the answer but it's still an option. Get up, carve him up, show them that you really don't give a fuck. I said get up, shut the shit down, and show them you ain't the type to really fuck around. I said get up, carve them up, show them that you really don't give a fuck. I said get up, shut the shit down, and show them you ain't the type to really fuck around. I said get up.
And we are back, and we got a 563 who's calling out of Iowa.
It's your girl, Dawn. What's up, guys? Ghetto.
Oh, shit. It's Big Mama.
I know. You just done told me, oh, we're an hour in, fool. Yeah, no shit. I'm listening.
Well, why don't you let a nigga know? Damn.
Yeah.
How you guys been? Ain't talking in a minute.
It's ears deep. That's how we been.
The hell did you just say?
I said 6 years deep.
Still the same old crazy havoc I see.
Man, it's hell worse, no?
Whatever, you know.
Yeah. Especially the fact I got two bottles. I'm on my second bottle of ale. Smoking a cigarette. Now I just needed some weed.
Fuck yeah. I can't wait. I get off of probation in November and I'm
going to smoke. Whoa.
6 years.
Wait. She's back on probation again?
No, I've been on probation. I have probation for 2 years. I'm not off of it yet. I'm off in November.
But yet,
jeez,
you were able
man.
To leave. But wait. I thought
yeah, I could leave state. I got probation transferred. No, you have to put in for a transfer. It doesn't always get approved, but because I hadn't fucked up on probation, they approved it. It took me 3 months to get it approved.
Damn,
that's fine.
She's gonna be on probation forever.
Yeah,
no,
right?
I'm off in November. I haven't been in trouble once. I show up to probation on time, I always piss clean. Like, I don't get in no trouble. I'm good.
Well,
yeah.
That shit should be over then. What the fuck?
No, it's
yeah.
over in November. I'm waiting. That's why I said when I get off probation, I'm going to smoke a big fucking fatty. No.
This is crazy, man. People on probation, man, they never get off.
Hell no. And then they fuck over and they're
hey,
back on probation.
I'm almost off. No, I ain't trying to hear that shit because I'm trying to get off probation so I can move my ass to Florida.
Alright. The fuck is in Florida?
I have family in Florida and a change of scenery and I'm going to switch schools.
Where are you at now?
I'm in Iowa. Goddamn corn country.
You're going to go from there and then you want to go to Florida. That'd be a big change.
Wait. But no, it's funny because she goes from being in Maine to being in Iowa, then from Iowa to Florida.
That's right.
Although there's not much of a difference between Maine and Iowa.
Yeah, I went from being up on the East Coast to the Midwest. Sorry.
She's gonna go live with Carrie. That's what she's gonna do.
No, but I probably should say hi to Carrie when I'm down there.
Yeah, good luck with that one. She don't even talk to us.
Yeah, good luck saying hi, man. You know, you're not allowed to talk to people when they got boyfriends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, you are when you're a female with, you know, a set of nice tits, because everybody says hi to me.
That's not true. I don't say hi to you. Then again, I don't even have your edit.
No, because you fucking deleted me off Facebook, so that's exactly why you don't say hi to me.
Yeah,
yeah,
I haven't deleted
a lot of people, man.
Yeah.
You're not the only one.
Ghetto's the only one that's in my inbox poking me, you know, because we just like to poke each other.
Oh, you and Havoc?
No, me and you. Shit, who the fuck you think I'm talking about?
Man, there's fucking poke wars all over the place.
Yeah. Like when you poke me 13 times in a row. I mean,
man,
fuck, Ghetto.
Man,
if you're going
to
poke me, I at least want
to
feel it. Because I'm not trying to poke people on Facebook. I'm just saying,
man, you take forever to poke me,
so
I don't know how I poked you 13 times in a row.
It said 13 times in a row.
Maybe 13 times
after,
in a row in, like, a year.
No, it said 13 times in a row, and that was after I just fucking checked it. So don't try to cover up your shit.
Man, I try to cover it up, man. Some other chick, man, we on, like, 400 and something.
Wait. Angel, are you really saying Dawn here is smart? Man, she's on probation.
Hey, I'm fucking quite smart, thank you. I'm pulling a 3.85 GPA, okay?
And yet you're still...
Yeah, she's
a
school girl.
But she's still on probation.
Because I got 2 years of probation. It hasn't been 2 years yet. I don't know what the fuck kind of time you guys are on, but clearly, you just... or not on the right schedule or something, because it hasn't been 2 years yet.
Oh, yeah. Because, well, don't forget, you know, Gil G died in a hooker.
Excuse me?
What?
I'm surprised Gil G doesn't remember that shit. Fucking dying in a hooker, remember?
Oh.
Man, I died in a hooker like 2 years ago. And you see that? And Dawn's still in the same place.
Yeah. Probation.
Hey, but I'm doing way better. Way better. I might still be on probation because I'm not done with it yet, but I have a full-time job, I'm going to school.
So can you leave the house?
Yeah. Fucking clearly.
I'm just saying, man, because you might live in, like, a trailer next to, like, your school or something.
Yeah.
No, so I actually have it. I live in a 2-bedroom condo, actually.
Yeah, with the school I want.
You fancy, yeah.
Rent out here, like to rent an apartment, is fucking cheap. I only pay $450. Can't beat it.
That's what it is here.
Well, shit ain't like that in Maine. Fuck, you can rent a 2-bedroom fucking crack house for, it's like $800 a month.
Who the hell wants to run a crack house?
Clearly, it was a smart-ass fucking comment.
Well, then again, who rents crack houses?
Dawn.
No, not me.
Crackheads kind of go into a building and they live there.
Yeah. Like the Monica.
And he pulls out her.
Oh, don't start with DeMonica. Be nice.
Man, it's been nice, man. We haven't talked to that thing for like 2 years.
Yeah. So F you, DeMonica.
That's still my girl. I love her to pieces. I don't talk to her much, but.
I wish you would hack her to pieces.
Wait. That's my girl and I love her, but I don't talk to her much.
But what if, no, I don't talk to her that much because she's never on Facebook and I'm too busy.
Yeah. Running from the cops.
No, I don't got to run. I don't have nothing to run from no more. I don't sell drugs. I'm good. Nothing to worry about.
We know of.
Yeah. Yeah,
smoke. Shut your mouth. No, I can't fucking smoke. I'm waiting until November and then I can smoke a big fatty. I can't wait.
That's why she can't answer messages, but she can comment when I post things.
I did answer your fucking message.
She's too busy. Too busy selling that weed. Cocaine.
Yeah.
No selling drugs for me. I went legit. Got a job. Did every other fucking American.
Can't
people get
order.
Jobs though? When did that happen?
When did what happen?
I said people still get jobs. When did that happen?
I don't know. The fucking normal people work. The ones that aren't, you know, lazy and just want to sit on their ass all day.
Who the fuck's normal? Who the fuck wants to be normal?
Yeah, what the fuck is normal?
I don't know. If you can answer that question, then always just give yourself a pat on the back because I don't understand what anybody's definition of normal is.
Like anybody knows.
We should ask Angel. Maybe Angel knows.
Yeah, Angel, what the fuck is normal?
Oh, that was attractive.
Thank you. That's from my ale right there. As we wait 5 years for Angel to respond.
So what did you say you're drinking, Havoc?
Ale.
Well, you drink that, and I'm going to drink my Jack.
She said you were a pussy.
Well, shit, I don't drink beer. I just drink fucking ale. That shit tastes better than fucking beer. Beer tastes like fucking horse piss.
She's not drinking beer, either.
No, I'm drinking me some fucking Jack Daniels. Although, I never used to like beer, but I'll fucking pound a Bud Light all night now.
Wait. So you'll pound it?
Smart ass.
Okay, Angel finally responded saying, well, I don't know, we all local.
Really?
Yes.
That's your answer?
Man, that's his answer for everything. What the fuck are you talking about? He's a damn demon, remember?
Clearly.
What would
an echo
Don Murphy? Apparently. And speaking of Echo, that's one person we're missing, man. Echo. Or should I say Panda?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the cokehead.
You guys are fucking terrible.
She's fucking terrible.
No. No, she seriously has become a crackhead. So it's not being terrible, it's just being honest.
Yeah, she came back a fucking crackhead. Like, what the fuck?
Who is this we're talking about?
Echo.
Oh, yeah, see, I don't pay attention to her shit.
You got a 757. 757, what's good with this? What the fuck, area code 757?
Hello.
was
well,
calling
apparently
Virginia.
The fuckers don't want to talk.
Hello?
Wait, I think they're going to know who it is. It's Justin Muldoon.
That's who it is.
What's up, Boogeyman?
What up?
You still sneaking through your house?
Nah, dude, I'm outside now.
Oh, shit.
See, he's outside now. No more sneaking around until he goes back inside.
That's right. Yeah, it's cold as a bitch out here, but, yeah.
Man, you
were
in fucking Virginia.
Where are you
at? That...
Oh, Virginia, okay.
Yeah.
It's really cold there? Really?
Right now. It's been warm lately, but except right now, the one fucking time I want to go outside, it's fucking cold.
I mean, it is rather nipply right now here, too, but...
It is quite nipply.
Who the fuck is outside banging something?
Maybe it's your crazy fucking neighbors.
It is.
What's he doing?
I don't know, banging on something.
Now, my question is, which neighbor is it the demon child and her father? Or...
Yeah, that would be correct.
Oh, my fucking God, yeah, guys.
You have no idea, man. These gingers are crazy.
You got gingers?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a redhead.
I didn't say
they
that,
have
man.
No soul.
I'm just saying, my neighbors, though, that's a different story.
Yeah, right?
Although I'm a fake redhead, so.
Yeah. Faker.
I know.
Yeah,
I had to. I had to change it up. And it's actually burgundy. So.
Oh, Dawn Burgundy.
A little bit cooler than a redhead. Just saying.
See, she is fancy.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's definitely fancier, right?
Knows.
Were you going somewhere with that, Havoc?
I was going to say, yeah, she's
I was waiting for the punchline.
He just kind of stopped.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to talk when you've got people, you know, interrupting you. But I was going to say, yeah, she's real fancy, right? In corn country.
Fuck yeah, I rock that shit, yo. I'm fucking MILF.
Yeah, she rocks that corn. I'm talking sex toys. I'm talking cornrows.
Cornbread.
Maybe not corn, but give me a farm boy.
Farm boy? Fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that. I ain't never had a country boy in my life and don't think I ever will. It's not my kind of dude.
Well... Angel, you can have her once she comes down to the 305 there, man.
Oh. He's down there.
Because apparently Angel loves redheads and he loves a cougar.
Well, there you go, man. You set when you go down there.
And where is this Angel at?
Florida.
Puerto Rico.
Wait, what?
Florida is obviously, you know, a big state.
Yeah. Yeah, but he lives in Puerto Rico.
Wait. Wait. 305, man. That's not Puerto Rico.
No, but fucking, the fact that he said he was smart for going to the 305.
Oh, okay.
But there again... Angel, man, if you love cougars, I'm pretty sure we can set you up with Vicky Guerrero.
Man, what is your deal with Vicky Guerrero, man? You put her off on everybody.
Hey, you know what? Because, like, you know, he's the one who said he likes cougars. So,
man, that is not a cougar. That is just disgusting.
Well, technically, Dawn's not a cougar either.
Okay. How do you figure?
Well, let's see. Dawn, are you in your 40s or late 50s?
No. No, not even close there, sweetheart.
Man, you're not in your 50s?
Funny. No.
I mean,
I don't think,
yeah,
I don't
she
think
looks
we can
like...
be friends anymore.
What?
I said, I don't think we can be friends anymore.
It's whatever.
Man, she talks like a teenager.
Yeah.
How can I not? I live with two of them. Like, I have a 16-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Yeah. And now you're a teenager again.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not like 33 is old. Come on now.
It is rather old.
No, it,
yeah,
is
it
not.
Is.
And if you look at my pictures, I sure as fuck don't look 33, and I get told it all the time.
You look at least 40-something.
Or 50.
So fucking bite me.
So you could whatever,
yeah,
that.
Whatever.
So, Justin, is there anything you want to hear, man?
Uh-oh.
Not particularly.
Did he get to hear a song that he wanted?
Yeah, we played
yeah,
local.
Jeez, man, you played all that in the first half an hour? Jeez.
Yeah, we're just that damn good.
Well, no.
I mean, we used to be back on fucking MySpace. We had a shitload of motherfuckers.
Well, gotta face it. That'll never happen again.
Yeah, because MySpace is dead. It's all because of Justin Timberlake.
Well, can't really blame him. He wasted his money on that.
Yeah, exactly. He bought it and then they went to shit and we moved to Facebook.
Yeah, we moved to sensitive Facebook.
Yeah. All emos chat full of sensitive fuckers.
I'm talking about anybody on Facebook, man. Y'all were some sensitive motherfuckers.
Oh, that too. But shit, I mean, all emo chat is even worse. I mean, come on, you got that one chick when you said that was waiting for her dog to die.
Well, that's not just in there, man. That's just people all around the world, man, do some fucked up shit.
That's true.
There's a lot of animal abusers out there.
Yeah, that was some fucked up shit. Like, wow. She only took her dog to one place?
That's what I'm guessing, man. But, like, the whole point of the story was, you know, they didn't have no money to do anything about it, so they just let the dog die.
I mean, like, SPCA, something, man.
But I'm just saying, you posted up a status talking about you just sitting there waiting for your dog to die. You know what I mean? That's some
fucked up shit. Like, wow.
Be damned if I'm going to let my dog just suffer and die.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, apparently it was going on for a while, though. You know, it wasn't just like a sudden thing.
Huh.
Like, really? You just let your dog suffer? Jeez, man. People were fucking nuts.
You said that he ate a bird?
That's the story, man.
That's insane. Like,
I mean, not the fact
that he ate a bird,
though,
but...
man. Like, if you ate it, you know, wanting to be able to pass through your body at some point, you know?
Yeah, you'd think.
But animals eat, you know, other animals all the time.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Folks say dogs eat their own shit.
Yeah, yeah, you got that too.
Yes.
Right, Dawn?
Y'all have the weirdest conversation.
Why is that weird? Do you not like talking about animals?
I don't know,
animals?
Topics like dog, you know, talking about eating your own shit. And no, I mean, I know that it's true, but I don't know. It's just a weird conversation. I guess I can't
get into that conversation. It sucks about the whole animal cruelty thing. I fucking hate people that got to do ignorant shit to animals, but...
Exactly.
Yeah.
This makes you wonder. That fucking bitch was on.
What?
I don't know. She's probably a fan of Michael Vick.
Probably.
No. No. Definitely Michael Vick.
No, not you.
Oh, I thought you said me. I'm like, I'm definitely not a fan of Michael Vick.
Well, I sure hope you're not after, you know, what you just said.
Yeah.
No.
Because that wouldn't make any sense.
Barely.
But anyway, what was that song you wanted to hear, Justin?
There wasn't one.
But that helps.
I don't know, some Kid Crusher.
Well, we only have like one track on board.
Well, then I guess you're going to get that one track.
Havoc, do you have Tommy Kane?
Where the fuck is Tommy Kane?
Oh, my motherfucking word. You don't know who Tommy Kane is? You got to YouTube that shit.
No.
What's wrong with you?
Is that like your boy that's in fucking jail? Like that one?
No,
well,
that's Dirt Diggler.
Yeah. Is Dirt Diggler still in jail?
Nope. He's out.
Can we send him back?
Hell no. I like that dude. You for real haven't listened to Tommy Kane, though? Like, you got a YouTube
shit. Who the fuck is Tommy Kane, goddammit?
Man.
Get on YouTube and look up Tommy Kane.
Man, you promoting music, man. I don't know about that.
Yeah, right?
It's always a bad thing.
I swear, if this dude sounds like fucking Dirt Diggler, I'm going to hang up on you.
How do you not like him? I know, I'm sorry, that's not your type of music. I have to listen to lots of different things. I like Dirt.
You like Dirt?
Yeah, that's Dirt.
Well, his real name happens to be John, and yeah, he's a badass dude.
Man, he should just go by that.
Well, no, what kind of fucking name would that be, John? Like,
better than
be
Dirt
a badass name.
What the hell kind of name is Petey Paul Blue?
Hey now, I like Petey Pablo. Love me some Petey Pablo and T.I. and, you know.
Well, where he started sucking.
Well, YouTube says Tommy Kane does not exist.
Tommy Kane does exist.
she
and I don't know how you can't fucking know who he is.
I don't know who he is.
Maybe because I listen to good music.
It is good music. I'm telling you. Fucking YouTube, Tommy Kane.
YouTube doesn't like him.
Apparently not, because I typed in Tommy Kane and nothing came up.
Oh, my motherfucker.
Typed it in and said, are you fucking serious?
All that came up was Tommy Kane, draws Brooklyn. Tommy Kane, draws Lebanon. Tommy Kane, draws Barcelona.
The fuck?
All right. I have to fucking hang up and call back because I'm going to find this shit and I'm going to post it to Ghetto so he can fucking see it because Tommy Kane does exist.
Ghetto ain't going to see it until he logs in until like tomorrow.
No, I'll see it, hopefully.
Nah.
I don't know what good that's going to do, though.
Jeff is just posted to you, not me.
Anyway. Get into the Kid Crusher song for Mr. Boogeyman, Justin.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Man, we definitely put him on that damn whack-ass motherfucking Tommy Kane.
Well, you just
play
the fucking song. God damn it.
Who the fuck is Tommy Kane?
Yo, Kiss Strange, man. It used to be my shit. Fucking the Drifter, man, the fucking wicked shit, the fucking god of horrorcore underground, man, and I waited 8 years for this motherfucker to put out an album. And when you hear this shit, Scumbag Superstar, that's some bullshit, man. I hope Violent J kicks his fucking ass, man. Fucking liquored up, what? Fuck that shit. Man, and then he tries to come at Tech N9ne with this fucking whack shit that he's doing now. That's some bullshit, man. I wish he'd just fucking kill himself, man. He don't know shit about the wicked shit anymore.
I'm living the legend, I'm bringing the message. No sense, I repented, the vision of heaven has withered and perished. So it is the reverend who's sick and decrepit, the wickedest ever, ambitious and clever. You're wishing you never fell into depression. Give into the pressure, step into the cellar. The wicked professor, the innocent spirit, that sick is the litter. Rise in the pattern of pain, nothing can save you now. Lay you down, take a machete and steadily take it to break you down. Face the ground, while it begins to wrap chains around your gaping mouth, make a sound. Then I'm upset and I get in your rectum and break your vow. I'm the lord of wicked and horrific hardcore. Listen to lyrics in shock and awe. Bring in the children and lock the door. Interesting visions of lots of gore. Chopping your lives when I sever them off the floor. Hop for sure, moment is killing with parts galore. Rocks of course, rise and fall into pure evil. That is the letter I said is the devil and I represent it. It's right. Sick in the head and I'm bringing the dead to a sense of the living and pray. On all the kids and victims that think I'm a legend to them, I get paid. When it's find a spot to get in the pain and hard. Punching and kicking the women and children I never permitted is gone. Right in the flesh and then it manifests to a vision of wickedness gone. Holding alone, I'm a ghost in a shell of an image of mystery. Evil is in me and now I'm beginning to break and lose an evolution dream.
No man, it's a hardcore scene. Yo, Q, man, you legendary. Yeah. In this scene, man, you gotta come back into that dark shit again, that wicked shit. Yeah. Well, you don't understand, this isn't a fucking joke. This darkness can change me. To get in this fucking zone and talk about this shit, I wanna live.
But apparently Angel wants to hear a trick. see if I have it on the soundboard. I think I got to upload it to the soundboard. Let me see if I can find it. Yep, looking for Tens by Pantera.
That's it.
Godfather's back is exploded into the ring apron his lower back there.
It's just a matter of me actually flying it on my computer.
Of that huge man, Viscera.
Turn it off.
Must be talking about Tommy Kane.
No. Your WWE Network, you motherfucker.
Oh, come on, man.
I thought that's what that was.
It's the whole train.
Man, I'm about to smack you up like the whole train. You don't turn that shit off.
Don't worry, I'm uploading the track for Mr. Demon up in the room.
But nah, man. I don't know. Apparently this dude is the Joker.
The fuck?
But the song is about... But the song is about killing, so I could feel it.
I can feel that. That's, you know.
Man, if he's like the Joker, fuck no.
At least it ain't that gangster gay bullshit she always promotes, you know.
Yeah. Like that dirt diggling motherfucker.
Although this song is probably the only song that would probably be decent because the rest of it would probably be like that. Like the just like everything else.
So then he shot to get played.
For the fact that it's poverty music. Or poverty, calls himself a poverty rapper or whatever the fuck.
Oh. Yeah. It's gonna be a gangster rapper then.
What the fuck you at, on?
Oh, even if she's called back, she's going to take. She's got to wait a while.
You say she's going to have to wait a while?
Yep.
Why?
I'm not going to refresh the soundboard. So I get to Angel's track that he wants to hear.
The hell does Angel want to hear?
Pantera. Ten.
Nobody ever requests Pantera.
Yeah, man, I'm surprised. Pantera hasn't been getting any love lately. What the fuck?
I don't think anybody's ever requested Pantera.
I don't think so either. I mean, we got tracks by Pantera on the soundboard, but nobody ever requests them.
Well, then again, nobody requests anything, but...
I'm requesting it. Yeah, nobody's ever really here request shit.
Okay. Okay, so quick to jump to conclusions there, Justin. Not you.
Hey. Hey, you know.
Well, Mr. Demon up in the room, here you go. This is Pantera. Tens.
No!
And we are back. You see, this right here is just a point of the achievement that dawns into. Fucking Future, Macklemore, Tyga, Nicki Minaj.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that took Dawn that was here. She looks really horrible music. Hobson, Macklemore, Nicki Minaj, Tyga.
So she likes the mainstream shit.
Exactly. And that gangster shit.
Yeah.
I listened to that Tommy Kane dude that he posted on Ghetto's fucking page. Yeah, no. Fuck out of here.
I was going to listen to it once this was over, but yeah, I don't think I'm going to now. If both you and Ghetto said it sucked, yeah.
What did I say?
I thought you said it was no good.
What?
Tommy, dude, I still can't remember his fucking name.
No, I said the song that I was listening to, the video or whatever that she sent me. That song I could deal with because it's about, you know, killing some people and shit. But I said anything else that he got is probably, you know, some retarded, you know, gangster bullshit or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just guessing. I don't really know.
That's Dawn's typical music anyways.
How does she like Nicki Minaj?
Nobody knows the answer to that one.
I don't know, but Lil Wayne spent all that money on that ass. I mean, at least it was money well spent.
This is true.
Yeah. Funny enough, Dawn actually likes Lil Wayne too. And
well,
Birdman.
We don't need to get into that.
So yeah, she listens to some really horrible music.
Yeah.
Which is why anything that Dawn, you know, suggested we listen to.
That's why we're always so iffy about that, yes.
I mean, for fuck's sake, she likes French Montana and Future.
That's not even music.
Hell nah, bud.
Fucking P. Diddy can't even rap, and he's better than that guy, even though he's the retard that signed that guy.
Didn't she say she's coming back? I'm waiting for her to chime in and just be like, fuck you guys.
Well, that's usually what happens.
Yeah. Right, but, you know, even though she said that she'll call back, there's times where she doesn't even call back.
Well, then there's that too, yeah.
So, I
get
it. I highly doubt she's giving me the call back in.
Hey, Ghetto.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, I was thinking about some shit.
Oh, yeah? What you thinking about?
You keep calling me the boogeyman, but does that count if I'm creeping around my own house?
I don't know. I don't know what to call you, man. What else would you call somebody creeping around somebody's house?
Is that a stalker?
Stalker? Well, would
yeah,
you really be? Would you really be considered a stalker if you're sneaking around your own house?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Depends on who he's creeping.
I don't know. I'm gonna go with Ninja. I'm gonna go with Ninja.
Are you that quiet?
No, fuck no. I gotta hear it every morning. God damn it! You were going up and down the stairs again last night. I'm like, fuck.
Well, Ninja's out of the question.
Yeah.
That's funny as hell. What are your stairs like? Loud as hell, or something?
Yeah, it's an old house.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's funny as hell that they say something to you. That's great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Stop moving around at night. I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah.
It's like, well, fix the steps.
Yeah, I completely missed that.
Yeah, if somebody wasn't rude and flushing the toilet.
That's what I thought it was.
Hey, at least I muted myself while I pissed.
But why do we have to hear you flush the toilet, though?
Yeah, I know. I mean, pissing, we could have talked over that.
I mean, he could have been completely fine if he just stayed on mute, but no, he had to come back at the end so he could hear the toilet. Hey, 6 years, man, been listening to him go to the bathroom on the phone.
Yeah, man, that first night I called in, he was kind enough to mute the whole time.
Yeah, I said, be honored. But now,
yeah.
not so much.
No. Wow, so you guys have been doing that. Holy shit.
Well, Havoc's been doing this for mainly 6 years. I wasn't completely here for the full six.
Yeah, nah. I mean, I've been doing, well, pretty much I've been doing radio since at least 2007, 2005.
Huh.
About like 2008, I started doing Juggalo Rider Radio, and we've been doing it since fucking then. It's been 6 years. Next year makes 7 years.
And last year made 5.
Whoa. Yeah.
I guess he got you there, Havoc.
Yeah, I guess so.
That was awesome.
But hey, it worked out though.
Although I did tell Spaz to call in, and she said, "Do I have to?"
Hell yes, tell her she has to.
But that was like 2 hours ago.
Oh well, you should have told her yes, she has to.
I did tell her yes, but
as you can see,
she's not here.
Yeah,
no.
I'm surprised she even saw that.
Yeah, right? She never does. She never sees anything. Ever.
Wow, that was actually incredibly painful. Huh?
What was painful?
You ever lit a cigarette and the shit gets stuck to your lip? Like the filter gets stuck to your lip?
Can't say I did.
Oh, yeah. It's not a good feeling. It, like, pulls off your skin, dude. It's fucking crazy. I didn't even know that was possible.
Now, how do you manage to do this?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I've never done that.
First.
That's a first for me.
Well, for anybody.
Yeah.
What were you saying before I interrupted you?
Oh.
I have no idea.
Who was saying something?
I think you were.
No.
No. Nope.
If I was, I have no idea what it was.
Well, I'd like to say bye to Angel, a.k.a. Demon.
Damn it, Angel leaving us again.
Oh, we're leaving him. What the fuck are you talking about?
What?
Oh, yeah, it's about that time.
He's not going to be able to hear us anymore is what it is.
Exactly.
Well, he should have called in.
Yeah, Angel, you should have called in from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is he really in Puerto Rico? Holy shit.
Yeah, is he really in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, that's where he's from.
Right.
Yeah, man, his page says Ponce, Puerto Rico.
Huh.
Well, then again, I do talk to somebody from Portugal, so...
That's easy.
Well, that's cool, dude. You're getting worldwide now, sort of.
I mean, been worldwide. Well, I mean, shit.
Well,
I mean, let's see. We had that one chick, what was her name? Joe from the UK?
Oh, yeah, that's right. The chick was here not very long. And then didn't she make some other radio show, like Juggalette Rider Radio, and then
yeah.
did nothing with it?
Pretty much. That shit's probably dead by now.
Yeah, probably.
Didn't she? Yeah, she had Nick Rage on there one time.
Why does her name sound familiar?
Do you know who Nick Rage is?
I don't know. That name sounds familiar, though.
He's a rapper. He's from Pittsburgh.
Well, then I've probably heard him.
Well, if you haven't, yeah. you should probably check him out then.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he's pretty dope. I mean, shit, man. You know, he's on track with Chris Calico.
Yeah, he got a song with Calico.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, you got a few videos on YouTube. You can check those out.
Said Nick Rage. Yeah, that does sound really familiar. Huh.
I'm gonna steal Joe's fucking thing.
Who the fuck is Joe?
Man, we were just talking about her. You know, Juggalette Rider Radio.
What are you gonna steal from her? Exactly.
Oh, on her page, on her like page that she made in 2011, says, non-profit station, well, not non-profit organization, it's funded by blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'll take that shit too.
Why are you taking that?
Why not?
So is it dead or is it still going?
I think it's dead.
And it's a long wait, so welcome,
Fatty
Garcia.
Man, she sounds like a damn robot.
Yeah. Oh, is that her?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know when this fucking shit's from.
Yeah. Well,
let's see what year is this from. Will it tell me? Probably not. 2 years ago, 2012.
Yeah, it's probably dead then.
So what, was it just her?
Yeah, it was just her.
Well, that's why it died.
Probably.
You're all going to die here.
Damn it, this is not fucking Resident Evil. You were not the Red Queen.
That's what that chick sounds like. Sounds like I'm listening to Resident Evil right now.
Oh, man.
It's like she's giving us orders. You must locate the hive. The T-Virus.
Oh. Yeah, well, her last show was 2012.
Yeah, she died years ago.
Yeah?
Yep. Yeah,
she,
man,
was killed, she was killed by Alice.
Yeah, man. She didn't even do long shows. She only did, like, fucking shows that, like, a minute looks like.
What?
A minute long show? What'd she do? Say hello and then stop?
Must have.
I guess so.
Who the fuck does that?
I guess apparently her.
Like, I thought 30 minutes was bad.
I don't know. the fuck do you tag me in now, Angel?
Oh, no. The tag war continues.
Have a Juggalo Rider Radio made a new nickname for me. Thank you. Technically, I was Ghetto G. I called you Demon.
What's the new nickname?
Demon.
That's not a nickname. I just...
That's like the exact opposite of his name.
He goes by Angel, and I just happened to say that he was really a demon. Because,
well,
he's evil.
Anyway,
wait, hold on. So is his real name Angel? What? I don't get it.
I don't know what the fuck his real name is.
Oh, okay. So it's not Angel. Okay.
Man, that shit's not even on his fucking page. That's what his name is.
Oh, well. His name is Damon.
Fuck his... About me, all this about me says is... Purpose notice. Warning, any person and or slash and slash or institution... And slash or agent and or slash, well,
what
whatever.
The fuck and or slash your fucking face off.
Agency of any structure, including but not limited to the United States federal government, also using or monitoring slash using this website. Yeah, so you just put some stupid legal bullshit. That is about me.
Why does he need legal things on his page?
I don't know. Ask him.
It's fucking Facebook.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Does he do music? Is that why, or what?
He don't do music.
Well, then why the fuck does he need a disclaimer?
I don't know.
You need to sign this waiver before viewing my profile.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he's going to sue the shit out of somebody if they try to use his picture or something. I don't know.
Man, it's not even him in his picture.
Yeah,
what?
That dude, yeah, that dude V from fucking Vendetta. Or like V from Vendetta.
Yeah.
But I'd understand if it was actually like his picture. But then again, like, if you're a female on the internet, your picture's being stolen by somebody and being on a fake profile somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Wait, hold on. We don't know if Angel is a guy or a girl?
No, that's a guy.
Oh, I was like, what?
I was just speaking in general of, like, females on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I actually know a few chicks where, like, they're always complaining about somebody stealing their pictures and pretending to be them.
Yeah. I've seen that shit, too. That shit's crazy.
It's like, are you really that ugly you have to steal somebody else's picture?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's like catfish or something. I don't know.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Just like our boy Lazo fucking catfishes everybody.
I wish he would have showed up tonight.
That would have been perfect.
But no, he only showed up the other night and just kept saying bro.
Yeah, I wanted to stab him.
He did say weird. Bro a lot.
Oh, so he was here. Okay, so you heard him.
Yeah. But since that first night I called in, I've been listening, just not calling in.
Yeah. I don't know. Fucking, I just wanted to stab him in the fucking head.
I was laughing my ass off listening to him talk to you.
I said I wanted to stab him.
He's just sitting there saying this, bro, blah, 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 bro. I was just like, oh, shit.
Bro, my bros are coming to get me soon, man.
And then who else got on the phone and was saying that?
I don't remember who the fuck it was, but I just wanted to sell them.
I think you said Spider, maybe?
Yeah, Spider. Like, yeah, Spider was saying it.
Yeah, I wanted to sell him, too.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Just for saying it.
But you had callers, though, Ben, and then you were about to be like, yo, you say that word again, put you in the box.
Man, I thought about putting them on both. I actually thought about putting them in a fucking box.
I was like, dude, that's one way to get rid of the listeners that finally called in.
So, Havoc. Yeah.
So, Boogeyman.
Yo, okay. So, do those shirts that say you mad, bro, do those things piss you off, too?
Man, I want to set those on fire. With the people wearing them. So that way the people wearing them catch it on fire, too.
I
burn.
Fire.
Exactly, see? It's just like, no.
No.
Oh, shit. Oh.
What happened?
Dude, I thought it was a big-ass spider. It was a flower.
He just got pumped by a flower.
Yeah, he really did.
That scared the shit out of me for a second, dude, because if that was a spider, that thing would have been like half the size of my hand.
Well, fuck that.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't even mind spiders, but one's fucking big as my head. That's too much.
Well, it could be a camel spider.
This is true. Dude, those things get fucking huge.
Can run up to like 10 miles an hour.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Yeah, and then my big-ass nasty bites and shit.
You're trying to fucking run away from the thing, and that thing's fucking, oh, my God.
Yeah, but those things are up in, like, Afghanistan and shit like that.
Yeah, I've seen videos of them. I didn't know they could run, like, 10 miles an hour. Holy
shit. Yeah, they're
pretty
fucking fast, yeah. Well, at least that's what the internet says, anyway.
Yeah. Have you seen the, what is it? It's like a fucking flying snake.
The fuck?
Fuck out of here. I swear, dude, it's something about its, like, spine, not the spine, but the few bones that it has in it, I guess. They're shaped kind of like a funnel, so it kind of just glides from trees and shit. That's another one of those, fuck that.
What's that? That's in, like a rainforest or some shit.
Yeah.
Because that ain't happening around here.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, I was like, fuck that, no. Fuck out of here.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm just not a fan of spiders or snakes, man. This is just fucking no.
Like I said, I don't really have a problem with them, but when they're fucking running as fast as me and they're fucking flying, that's just too much.
Yeah. That'd be something to see, though.
Yeah. Did you see a snake flying from a tree?
Like, the fuck is that?
Yeah. Apparently, it, like, does, like, a slithering motion in the air to fucking glide. It's crazy.
That is rather strange, yeah. Sounds like strange music, though.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, strange music.
You know, the snake and the bat.
Yeah,
well,
maybe that's what the snake is based off of. I don't know.
Hmm.
Man, it's got some weird-ass name. I wish I could remember it.
Yeah, that might help.
I don't know. Fucking Havoc, use your favorite thing, Google.
Yeah, use Google.
What am I looking up? A flying snake?
Flying snake.
Yes. Flying snake.
I found it. I can't pronounce it, but I found it.
Told you, man. That's some real shit, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but luckily for us, it's nowhere near us.
Yeah.
And they're not even dangerous.
That would still scare the shit out of me, though.
Where are they at?
Southeast Asia.
Well, I'm not going to be there anytime soon.
Yeah, like the mainland, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Great and Lesser Sundas, Maluku, the Philippines, China, India, and Sri Lanka.
Philippines, in the little room that they got over there with all these little foreign kids on the internet. You ever see that shit, man? You ever see like you go to like a cam room or some shit, and then all of a sudden this person from the Philippines like in a fucking room full of other people on computers and shit in the background.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck is this?
Yeah, there's like 10 of them in there.
Like, what do I want to talk to this Philippines fucking kid for?
But yeah, like, luckily for you guys and everybody else, that flying snake is only dangerous to small prey.
Huh. Well, we'll be all right then.
I'm out of the question.
Yeah. As for any midgets out there, you might want to run.
Havoc's on the run, though. He'll be going for him.
Yeah, I won't be running. I'll just be standing there.
He'll just be standing there. Snake flat out on him. Crush his fucking skull.
He's going to be running a fucking camel fight. He's going to be chasing him.
Man, those things fucking bite you, man. You fucking done.
Hell yeah. But yeah, man, the flying spiders, they only prey on lizards, frogs, birds, and bats.
Bats?
Yep.
How the fuck did I get bats?
They fucking fly, dude.
Man, did I fly like birds?
Kind of.
I don't know.
Did I really fly for that long?
I definitely fly.
I don't know. I guess if the snake is awake in the morning, in the daytime, I guess he could get to a bat.
That's a good point.
That would be some crazy shit to see a fucking snake chasing a bat.
Yeah.
Fucking flying shit.
Yeah, they don't got birds, man. They got fucking bats and fucking snakes flying over there.
Yeah, well, apparently fucking flying snake, their ability to glide has been an object of interest for physicists and the United States DOD. United States DOD.
I think they're, like, trying to figure out exactly how it flies so that way we can try and mimic it or something, right? I think I read that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that would be something interesting for the DOD to try to, you know, mimic.
Yeah. Now, if only they could figure out how magnets work.
If only.
Oh, Shaggy.
Let's see, yeah, it looks like there's about 5 different types of species of flying snakes.
I didn't know that. I thought that there was just one of them things.
What do they
Holy
got? They
shit.
Got flying anacondas.
You got the golden snake or the ornate Flying Snake. You got the Paradise Tree Snake, the Twin Board Tree Snake, and then the Banded Flying Tree Snake. Well, Flying Snake.
From what I understand, they're pretty small, aren't they?
Some of them are. I mean, you have a few that actually grew up to be about 4 feet.
Oh, shit. Fuck that shit.
Oh, wait, and then we also got the Moluccan Flying Snake and the Sri Lankan Flying Snake. Really ghetto?
I don't know. Made me think of Street Fighter.
Wait, so how big does this Hadouken snake get?
That one didn't say, but the Golden Tree Snake, or aka the Ornate Flying Snake, that one could reach up to 4 feet.
Ryu wins.
Paradise Tree Snake can reach to about 3 feet, and then the Twin Barred Tree Snake can reach up to about 2 feet.
Okay, 2 feet I can deal with. Fucking 4 foot flying snake? Hell no.
Yeah, I'm calling him Blanco.
Man, I'm pretty sure even if Blanco sees that thing flying, he's like, fuck out of here.
Man, he's a fucking beast and shit, and he fucking electrocutes people, and he flies too.
Yeah, but still, I'm pretty sure if he sees a flying snake coming his way, he's definitely going to fly the other way.
He could just electrocute it.
Oh, I don't know how much. I don't know how well electrocution is going to do to a fucking snake, but okay.
Really? They're not immortal, man. You can fucking kill them. I'm sure if you electrocuted a snake, Havoc, it would die.
I wouldn't mind trying some fucking snake burgers or alligator burgers.
Snake burgers. Well, there you go. Go catch you one of them flying ones and eat it.
All right, tastes like chicken.
Instead of duck hunt, you'd be playing snake hunt, trying to blast them out the sky.
It'd be good fucking rattlesnake meat.
All right, Daryl, you need to relax. It was like the only time I've ever seen anybody, you know, just eating some snake.
Yeah, claimed.
So are these things poisonous?
That's also a good question.
Again, no. They're mildly venomous. Which means they're venom-only in the first, you know.
When did you say that?
I don't think you did.
Well, when I said the venom is only dangerous to their small prey, and I mentioned, you know, lizards, frogs, birds, and bats. So, we're fine.
Yeah, what if you get attacked by, like, a fucking, like, a big-ass group of them? Then you're fucked.
See, this flock of snakes coming after you.
Well, actually, it'd be like a pit of snakes, not a flock.
Oh, it might be a flock because they're flying.
Yeah, because they're flying. See, he got it.
There we go.
From what I understand, they gotta like jump out of trees and shit, though. So that would scare the fuck out of me too.
Exactly, they gotta jump out of the tree. Stay away from the trees, you're good.
Yeah, let's just stay away from every tree.
Yeah, but let's think about where they are, though. Fucking Vietnam, dude. You're fucking walking anywhere in Vietnam, you're fucked.
Yeah, except you're in the U.S., so why the fuck are you worrying about it?
Well,
this is
there
true.
There goes your vacation.
Yeah. I mean, shit. I mean, shit, you know, if you
if you plan on going to fucking Vietnam, Cambodia, or Laos, then yeah, you're definitely fucked. But if you're going to China,
yeah,
man, just go to Hong Kong and stay in the city. You'll fucking be fine.
Yeah, but what if they fucking jump off the buildings or something?
Man,
that'd
if they fucking
crazy
Anaconda.
Don't go to Tokyo.
I mean, shit, man.
In Tokyo,
this
Japan?
Fucking...
Yeah, and Godzilla will get you. That motherfucker don't ever die.
Hell no, they keep bringing him back.
Yep.
He's still living in 2014.
Well, you know what? An even better reference for Boogeyman here. There's ain't snakes on a plane, so you ain't got to worry about no fucking things coming
out
of
these motherfucking snakes in this motherfucking tree. Oh, shit. That movie was pretty fucking stupid, though.
Yeah, it was. Well, it's funny, though.
I can't say that I've ever seen it. I've seen that one part. I'm tired about these goddamn snakes. I've seen that one part.
That's pretty much the only thing they ever show you when they talk about that movie.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But what I want to know is why the hell somebody was transporting all these fucking snakes on a plane anyway.
Well, you just ruined the plot of the whole movie for me.
Come on, man. What do you think was going on?
Fuck, it could have been the flying snakes.
I didn't tell you who or, you know, whatever the fuck. I don't even remember the movie. I don't think I ever watched the full thing. But all it is a bunch of, you know, snakes and fucking crates and fucking luggages and shit.
Yeah, that is the question. Get away from.
And then you got fucking Samuel Jackson on there screaming at him.
Yeah, because screaming could do a hell of a lot for him.
That's what I want to know. Why was Samuel L. Jackson flying coach? That's the real question here.
Because the Force was not strong with him that day.
That's
I mean,
why
he was
playing full of snakes. He pissed Yoda off.
He probably did.
He's like, fucked you are.
It's true. It's all quiet upon here.
So today I've learned to stay the fuck out of Vietnam. That's about it.
There you go. Post that to your Facebook friends.
And if you probably learned, don't take it away about music from Dawn.
There you go, that too.
Well, hey. he doesn't know that half of the shit that we had to listen to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, she used to run a radio show, too.
Yeah, until we jacked it from her and they got all pissed and then they canceled it.
Dude, that shit was hilarious. The night we took over their show.
Yeah, right?
Huh.
Or the time Lil Snow called in their show and was screaming at him.
Now, that was definitely the best.
That was so fucking funny.
Yeah, man. Well, come on, man. They wanted to fucking charge him money for their fucking interview. Like,
I do believe that they that Little Snow has that on his reverb.
He does. I found a song just for Ghetto G. He just might like and love.
fuck is this Enrique Iglesias? The fuck is... Oh, for fuck's sake, no. No.
What the fuck is this?
Man, this asshole used to call my phone and leave this on my fucking voicemail every day. It's that stupid song from that Madagascar movie.
Oh. And not only that, man, don't forget, when we jacked their fucking show, that's the only thing I kept playing on their fucking soundboard.
Well, then there was that, too. This motherfucker has an obsession with that song.
Yeah, because it pissed off Dawn.
Called everybody playing it, played it on here, played it on there.
Let's see, it pissed off Dawn, it pissed off Demonic a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, but that song's about her speed, though.
That's very true. Because it's retarded. Just like her.
Well, there you go. Havoc's a quick one.
Who wants kangaroo burgers?
The fuck?
Kangaroo burgers?
Man, I still want koala meat.
Is that even legal?
In Australia, probably.
Probably.
In Australia.
Koala burgers. Man, I used to know a fucking site that had them, but I don't know what the fuck happened.
There you go. You can hire a kangaroo as your bodyguard.
Dude, that would be the shit.
Like, oh, yeah? Meet my kangaroo.
Yeah, it'd be just like fucking Jeff.
Those things are fucking vicious. Like, have you ever actually, like, seen a video of one, like, actually attack somebody?
Yeah, I saw this dude fighting one.
Damn. That's a, that's another fuck that.
Yeah, but they're not as scary, though.
Yeah, they're right. Scary, but...
But
that,
they will,
the scary
but they will
part
fuck
about
you
them.
Up, though.
Yeah, that's the scary part about them, is they're not intimidating, but they'll fuck you up.
Exactly. But oh well. Rather get knocked out by a kangaroo.
Yeah, right. There you go, ghetto. You just remember this shit. Shit, the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Through my phone, it sounds like Screamo mixed with, like, Arabian shit.
No, fuck.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
Oh, it's going to be the next episode from fucking Kangaroo Jack.
Man, I don't think I even watched that movie.
I think I did.
Pretty
I
know sure what
I
it is, but I don't think I ever watched it, though.
Yeah, man, that was definitely a good fucking movie. That shit was funny.
Is that the movie with the kangaroo where they stole their jacket and shit?
Yep.
I think that's all I saw of that movie.
I'm gonna see if I can bootload that bullshit.
Seriously, it's probably on, like, Netflix or whatever the hell you have.
And it
probably
is
on Netflix.
Yep.
Even Hulu Plus, it's probably on there.
Yeah.
Who the fuck uses Hulu?
Havoc.
Well, I use Hulu.
Didn't you hear him promoting for it earlier?
Oh, yeah, it was. I haven't seen that show in Sailor Moon. I haven't seen that show in so long.
Yeah, it's gonna be up on Netflix, man.
You gonna watch
Netflix or Hulu?
Hulu.
Oh, Hulu Plus, my bad. No.
I don't even know if I have Hulu.
Well, then you're fucked.
Yeah.
You can go over Havoc and watch it.
I'll live without Sailor Moon in my life.
He'll give you the play-by-play.
There you go.
Yeah, Netflix don't have Kangaroo Jack. I mean, they have holes, white chicks.
They get a hole.
Daddy Daycare. Are We There Yet? Jackass Number 2, The Croods, and The Animal. Featuring Rob Schneider.
None of those movies are related at all. How did they end up being related to Kangaroo Jack?
Probably because they're all comedies.
This is true. I guess they are related. Huh.
Yes, they are. Do they all have kangaroos in them? No.
No. Yeah, it's fucked up. Nothing related to Kangaroo Jack had kangaroos in it.
How about that? Is there any other movies with kangaroos in it?
Not that I know of.
I don't think so. I don't think so, huh?
Hey, it's a stumper right there. But I did find a song that for Gil G that he just might like.
Wait, before you play it, is he actually gonna like it?
I'm sure he will. Since he likes Emily Browning.
Oh, that bitch got some nice ass lips.
Hell yeah!
Wait, she's a singer.
Yeah. You never
I had
do
no
that?
Idea. No, I didn't know.
Why are we whispering?
I like to whisper too.
It's kind of creepy.
Dark.
That's Sweet Dreams.
Yep. That's Emily Browning singing it.
I don't know how many versions of this song there are. Holy shit.
Yeah, she could use me. I would be all right with that. Happened to the song?
I don't know. I was waiting for like a boss ass dubstep drop, but I'm kind of disappointed.
It's rather slow. Something kind of like you would, like, want to commit suicide to.
ready for the drop.
You can stop just at any time.
They keep having great build-up, but no fucking drop.
Well, it's a five-minute track, anyways.
Oh, my God. Fuck that. Like I said, that song's real slow. Something you'd like to commit suicide to.
Huh.
Yeah, man, she did that song. She did, another song that was a part of Sucker Punch.
Yeah, I really don't care about the music from that movie, but the movie was alright.
Yeah, the movie was okay.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I saw it tripping, so it kind of fucked me up, because it was kind of jumping all around and shit.
Were you high at the time?
I was tripping.
Yep. That's right.
Yep.
But, yeah, that would do it to you. I mean, it was all over the place, dreaming and whatnot.
Yeah.
Then, of course, you had the fucking Asian chick, Amber.
She's pretty hot, too.
Yeah, man, the best thing is, the best thing about her is, she was a part of I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Oh, yeah? Who the hell was she?
She played a Hooters girl.
Are you sure?
Yep. And she was also part of...
Wasn't Taylor Tequila in that, too?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that.
Or maybe the person I thought was Taylor Tequila in that was that chick.
Probably.
That was very popular.
But it was. She was also part of The Hangover 2 and 3.
I'm just about to hang over.
Oh, the chick that what's his face married?
Yeah, Lauren.
Yeah, the one that what's his face? That guy with the face.
What the hell was his name?
I don't remember.
Stu.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's the one that was marrying the like Asian chick. Yeah, and that was her.
Yep.
Hmm.
And even though Gilgi's not going to care about it, but she was a part of Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah.
And she was a part of Sorority Row, which was actually a good movie. It was definitely a good horror movie.
But she would be in Dragon Ball.
let's see what else she was a part of. Grown Ups as well.
Seen that movie too.
Yeah, she played Amber Hilliard. How do you pronounce that last name?
I don't remember seeing her in that movie.
Wait. What was that movie about?
About Adam Sandler, Chris Rock.
Whoa, holy shit.
What?
Now I know why she looks fucking familiar, Ghetto. And it's not because of that. Do you remember the Real World Road Rules Challenge, The Inferno 2?
Not really.
She was a part of the Real World.
Okay.
The Real World San Diego, and then part of the Inferno 2.
I mean, I probably watched that, but I really don't remember it at all.
And she also does a voice for X-Men Destiny, the game that, I picked up.
Yeah, well, I really don't want to pay $18 for that game.
See if she does put the man with the iron fist.
Oh, yeah, and who does she voice in that game?
Amy Yoshida.
That doesn't tell me anything.
Well, we haven't played the game yet, bud. I mean, it's the only chick that's in the game as a newbie mutant.
Oh, well, why couldn't you just say that?
Shit. that's kind of interesting. But fucking Emily Browning, who's going to be 26 this year. Holy shit.
Damn, that's it.
Yeah, she's 25 right now.
She was 24 last year.
And he got you again.
Yeah, man, fucking... She's been in a shitload of movies, fucking Ghost Ship or shit. She was fucking hot in that movie.
Ghost
Ship. She's put Darkness Falls, Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Wait. She was in Darkness Falls?
Yeah,
the movie.
Was she the main person in it?
She played the younger version of Caitlin Green.
Because that's the movie about the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
I have that movie. I don't remember her, though.
Yeah,
that
man.
That movie's on Netflix.
Yeah, man. Just look for the younger version of Caitlin Green.
Because for some reason, I like that movie.
It's a good movie.
That's a good
movie.
And, let's see. She was part of Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Well, I definitely didn't watch that movie.
I did.
She was part of the...
The what?
Who did she play?
Part of The Uninvited.
The Uninvited? What the fuck?
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Sleeping Beauty, The Host...
Hold on. Who are we talking about right now? I got lost.
Emily Browning.
Oh.
Do you know who she is?
Nope.
Okay, then.
The blonde girl from Sucker Punch.
Oh, okay. Well,
A.K.A. Fucking Katie Hartwood, Ghost Ship. But let's see, she's part of a movie called Magic, which is kind of retarded.
The Magic?
Yes, Magic.
Ninja's what?
Let's see, she's also in the new movie Pompeii, which I'll be watching that sometime sooner. So they just bootlegged it. They got a new movie coming out with her featuring called Legend. Oh, yeah, speaking of new things coming out, Ghetto. Tech N9ne has a new album coming out next year.
Oh, next year?
Again?
Okay, that's good. He doesn't need one this year. He already got like
six.
Yeah, it's called Special Effects.
Special Effects?
Yes. Yes, but thank you, Parrot.
I'm sorry.
Probably want a cracker?
Kinda. I'm hungry. Which I don't know why I'm telling you that. I'm sitting right outside of my fucking pantry. Why have I not gotten something to eat yet?
Yeah, really? What are you doing?
Yeah, right? Oh, man.
I'm
sitting
there staring at the food like, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like the only fucking... There's only like three hot chicks in that fucking Sucker Punch anyways. Emily Browning, Vanessa Hudgens, and Amy Chun.
Yeah, the three people that were the main stars.
Well, yeah. Damn it, he's trying to eat his phone again.
What?
When you said you were hungry... You wanted to get some food. You didn't mean your phone, right?
No, I'm not eating. No. Not
apparently, Vanessa Hudgens is part of the new Machete Kills movie, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't see that yet.
I haven't either, but hey, maybe she'll be naked.
Like Lindsay Lohan.
Exactly.
That should be Vanessa Hudgens' next step, since she already had nude photos on the internet, and that she was real slutty.
Spring Breaker.
Nude in a movie.
You think, anyways?
At least she didn't go full out disgusting like Miley Cyrus.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, City Kills is now officially downloading to my computer.
Everyone, I'm moving there.
Isn't that on DVD?
Yeah.
Is it out on DVD?
Yeah, it's in Redbox now.
I don't think I'm going all the way to fucking Walmart to get that shit. I don't think going on Amazon to find it.
Buddy, he took the time to go look for it and download it.
Yeah, man. At least that way, if it's good, and you know, I'll go buy the DVD. If it's not, at least I'm not wasting my money.
This is true.
It's only like a dollar or something.
Well, depends on where you get it. I mean, like, if I was to actually buy it, you know, from an actual store.
The fuck would you buy it? That's what the Redbox for.
Oh, yeah, well, I was like, I watched Store 2 liked it, so I ended up ordering that shit off of fucking Amazon. So now I have the copy.
Boring.
So if I like this movie, I'll get the physical copy of it too.
Maybe if, like, Thor fought Raiden, it might be interesting.
Really? Really?
Yes.
And what the fuck is he doing with his damn phone?
Do you not agree?
Wait, what?
I mean, I agree, but I'm trying to figure what the fuck he's doing with his damn phone over there.
You hear me?
Yeah, now we hear you.
Hold on.
I'm sorry, sir, we did not hold on.
Did he just put us on hold?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
I told you I was getting something to eat.
Yeah. Well, Havoc just showed you that he was gassy.
Yeah. It all seems to have been a effect on me.
What does?
Ayo, especially wearing spurs, I believe.
Man, you fart no matter whatever the fuck you eat or drink.
This is true.
You're always sitting there blowing it up.
But it smells a hell of a lot worse when it's from my fucking ale.
This is true. I mean, I don't know specifically you, but yes, it tends to.
You can just imagine you can just imagine how terrible it would be.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you inhale it.
That's terrible.
But yep, there you go, gentlemen. Yeah, it's out on DVD, Blu-ray. On Amazon's like $19.99 for the Blu-ray, $14.99 for DVD for Miss Eddie Kills.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the update.
You're very welcome.
Probably still won't watch it.
No, you probably still won't.
Wait for it to be on HBO or something.
I'm surprised it's not a part of fucking Netflix yet.
Yeah. Wait, it's not?
No.
Well, I don't know.
He's over there choking, man, and the gas is getting to him.
Yeah.
It is, man. It's seeping through the phone.
It is.
Oh, dude, there's an alarm going off, a car alarm going off. Holy shit.
Why are you stealing cars?
I'm not. It wasn't me this time.
Yeah, this time.
Ah, it stopped and now it started again. What the fuck?
Somebody just fuck it with you.
Yeah, right?
I think I'm going to go find the car.
Well, you have fun with that one.
I'm going to go find the car.
It doesn't sound far at all.
Yeah, it's probably in your fucking driveway.
I want to see what the fuck's going on. Nothing ever happens where I live. Aw, man, it stopped. Oh, no, it started again. What the fuck?
That's
the most interesting thing going on, then that's pretty lame. A car alarm going off and on.
Yeah, if you're getting excited over that, I don't want to tell you.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe I'll go knock on this person's door, let them know to fucking shut their car alarm off. I can't
sleep. They're probably the ones setting it off.
Yeah, right.
It stopped.
On purpose. Like the fucking
sensible. It stopped again. Oh, it started again. What the fuck?
They're drawing out the zombies.
Yeah. They probably are.
Or should I say Justin?
Yeah.